We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about this guy that was trending on social media. All right, now, he was trending because he went on a date, and it didn't go as planned. He was damn near crying. Let's hear what he said.
So I just left a restaurant after waiting 30 minutes for a date to show up, and apparently I got stood up. I don't know what to say. Like, I'm trying to do everything right to be a gentleman. I brought flowers. I've been consistent talking with this girl for 2 weeks. Trying to get to know what she likes, what she doesn't like. I made plans. I picked the restaurant, the day and the time. I've done everything to be just the kind of guy that would value somebody's time. Like, I'm just looking for my person. I'm just looking for the one that I guess is out there for me. Ladies, tell me, what did I do wrong?
All right, and we're asking 800-585-1051. What's your thoughts? Now, Willie D doesn't feel like this guy should have brought flowers at all. He thought that was the first red flag.
First red flag. Second red flag is all that damn crying. See, look, man, don't no woman want a dude like that leading them. I know there's a lot of women who was in the comments or the comment section making these suggestions that we should show this guy some sympathy. Poor guy. That's bad. Those same women would not date that guy under any circumstances. Bringing flowers to a woman on the first date is a red flag. She probably saw him. That's why she didn't show up. She probably saw him from a distance or had one of her friends who work at the restaurant, mm-hmm. you know, put him on FaceTime or something and be like, hey, show him. Let me see what this dude look like. Oh, girl. And she probably called one of her friends. Girl, that is crazy. He got some goddamn flowers, a whole bouquet of flowers.
You think flowers is that bad?
Man. I think it depends on what kind of flowers. Like, it's a first date, so I do agree with Willie. It's a first date, you know what I mean? So that might be moving kind of fast, but I don't think it's a bad gesture. But I just wouldn't bring a dozen roses. Maybe some tulips, some lilies,
something
some sunflowers.
Nice. It's something
maybe.
Just, you know, because, you know, it's something nice. It's, I think the starts the date off in a positive direction.
Yeah.
You pick up a date. Or she come here, you go, Mata, here's a bouquet of flowers. Or
it
flowers.
Just can't be roses. Roses is very sentimental, romantic.
Roses is, it
especially depends on what color.
Man,
right?
This ain't no prom date, bro. This ain't prom. This is just a regular old date. man, I've been talking to this chick for a couple of weeks. I'm trying to get to know her. It is very important that you not spook a woman that you first meet. Yeah, you know, after they've dated for a while and they really know each other and she understands him, he understands her, you know, he can buy roses anytime. It's great. But you got to be very careful because women can easily get spooked.
You think flowers is... I don't think flowers spook women, man.
I think flowers can spook a woman because...
I think roses will. I think a little basket of sunflowers...
Isn't roses flowers?
Yeah, but roses, the different colors mean romantic. Like red means romance.
Nah. I think red means love, I thought.
Yeah, red means love and romance. I forgot what white and all that means, but I would like some tulips, some lilies.
Okay, so if rose is cool, is diamond stud earrings cool
too? That's crazy.
That's crazy. First date, flowers is crazy. You can get flowers for $10, $15 at Walmart.
What about a teddy bear?
Hell no. Nah.
All right, Willie, I'm going to change the situation for you, right?
Nah.
Let's say, Willie, you got a daughter, right?
Yeah.
And a gentleman comes to pick up your daughter. You don't want him to come with some flowers?
No, I want him to come with the right attitude. It's more important.
That's real.
See, we're trying to learn each other. So it's more important that, you learn each other and watch each other, mannerisms, and get familiar with one another. That's the most important thing. I think, you know, like, it ain't even where you take them. It's not about fancy restaurants and gifts and all that kind of stuff. It's about the human connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. It's not about all that other stuff. And this is where we get confused at.
You don't think the flowers help to open up the human connection, though?
No.
Damn.
Let's go. There's a lot of people
over there. Let me tell you something. You have to really think when you're doing this type, when you're dealing with a woman, you have to, like, get out of your feelings. You got to get out of your emotions and think to yourself, if I do this, how can she, how might she interpret it? And you got to take out as much wiggle room for interpretation as possible.
She might say, damn, nobody ever gave me tulips before.
All right, this is special. This is nice.
Nobody ever gave me tulips before. This dude's a cornball.
Damn.
Tanya.
Yes.
Tanya, what's up? Talk to us.
Flowers on the first date, Tanya? What you think?
Hey, guys. Listen, yes, flowers on the first date, I mean, it's fine. It's not like it's a big deal. He did everything right. It's just the only thing that I felt that he did wrong is he's whining about it. A woman does not want to hear a man whine.
I think I agree with that.
Yeah, but the flowers, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, bro?
Yeah, this is Blue from the Bronx.
Oh, from the Bronx. What you bring on your first date?
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
A bacon, egg, and cheese. A box of backwoods.
A box cutter.
I want to answer that question with the flowers. I think Willie D is wrong about that. I think you can give a girl flowers anytime you feel like you want to give it. That's how you feel about it. One day or 2 weeks, it doesn't matter. And if you're a ladies' man, you're going to do that anyway.
And that's why the bodega sell flowers, right?
And the flowers are cheap at the bodega.
Stop hanging up on people.
Hello, who's this?
How you doing this morning? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What's your thoughts, Mom?
Hi, this is Susie.
Susie, what do you think about flowers on the first date, Susie?
I think that was a good gesture, lady. I think that
843, hold on. I hear that Geechee in you. So, you know, we romantic from the in the low country.
I'm from South Carolina. Put my head on the map.
You already know.
What?
Yes, Charlamagne. But, yeah, I think he did a good thing. Like, that was the right thing for him to do, was to bring the flowers. That was her loss.
Okay.
I agree. See, we romantic in the low country. You know what I'm saying? Willie just made all the florists in Texas lose money this morning.
Hey, say, I'm a romantic guy too, but I believe that romance has to be earned. I'm not just giving no any chick romance. Like, yeah, we're going to have a conversation first. Let me see if you are deserving. Just like a woman shouldn't give any man romance.
Right.
I think there's levels to it. And if it don't work out, whatever's left is better than whatever left.
Mm. Rod, what's your thoughts, Rod?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, I'm with Willie D, man. First off, you gotta set up the date to something that you're gonna be doing yourself. That if somebody don't show up, then you can still do you. Number two, chivalry's pretty much dead nowadays. As far as women appreciating shit like that, you gotta make them work to earn that. You know, you gotta get out there. And use your mouthpiece at first to see if they're about something, and then after that, then you can escalate to getting gifts and getting flowers.
I don't think we should let women dictate how we move as romantics. Meaning that if I'm the type of person that like to bring a woman flowers, I'm gonna just bring the woman flowers. Now, right. If she messed that up, then we don't go no. You won't go no further than the flowers in this date. You know?
Yeah, but you see how it ended for him. Crying on the internet. See? So we can say all this stuff if we want to, but if we look at these situations in general, this is usually the result.
Yeah.
You know, there is a such thing as a guy being too kind too fast. Too kind, too fast is a red flag.
Yeah, and I think this is the thing that what that lady said about the whining is important because I feel like he had a sense of entitlement. You know what I mean? Even though he did get stood up, like, what if something happened? Like, your mind don't even go to maybe something happened.
But it seems like this wasn't
maybe
the first
she
time
had an
he's
emergency.
Stood up. This seems like he's been stood up numerous
That's
times.
My point. Yeah,
this
man.
Is all he can stand. Yeah. He can't stand
Come
no
on,
more.
Evan. Come yeah. on, Evan. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
A lot of times, these guys, I heard some people saying that. Well, you see, this is what happens when you do stuff like this to guys. They end up being mass murderers, serial killers, and rapists, and all this kind mm-hmm. of stuff because people pick on them and bully mm-hmm. them. Let me tell you something, man. If being rejected is going to make you that, you a chump, you a sucker anyway.
And that was already
in. Look, man, there have been greater men than us who have been rejected and picked themselves up, dusted themselves off and kept it moving.
Yeah.
You get rejected, man, you keep it moving. And if you all that what you think you are, then it's her loss anyway.
But we'll take some more calls, 800-585-1051. But Willie, I will say that's today's society and that's part of the problem, right? Because before, you know, you get rejected, what your pops or your family tell you to do, you go back out there and try again.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Same thing if you get into a bully. Let's say you got a problem with a bully. What did your pops do? You go fight that bully. If you lose, right. you go fight him again. You go fight him again, or you learn, if he's making fun of you, you learn how to make fun of him back.
Right.
It was never to the point where you got to go cry because your family wasn't going to allow it. Now I feel like a lot of times we put gloves, we hand massage these kids with gloves where they feel like it's the end of the world when they get talked about.
I agree
they
with
feel
all
like
that.
They feel like it's the but end of the world when they get dissed on a date.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I don't agree with is that whole bully thing. I always thought that was a lie. Somebody beat your ass good one time. You ain't going back no matter who pushed you to go back.
Well, the thing about it is that if you fight a bully, typically if you fight a bully and you fight back, you usually don't have to deal with that
That's
bully
right.
again
right.
because
right.
bullies don't like resistance.
That's right.
Bullies
That's
like
right.
easy targets. They like soft targets. And this is why it's important when somebody bullies you, it's important to stand up for yourself the first time because if you don't, you are teaching them that it's okay to bully you.
So you don't think that man stood up for himself on the internet by whining like that?
No.
No.
Letting these women know y'all going to stop playing with me.
No, I think he laid down for himself and he did himself a huge disservice. And no woman that's really about something would want to procreate with a dude like that. What is he going to teach his boy? To cry harder? Look, Dad, yeah. your cry was weak. Look at my cry, Dad.
Jesus
you know what
Christ.
I'm saying? All that. No, man, get on up out of here with that.
The woman thing.
Stop all that crying, man. Stop all that. And not just him. All you other dudes, you newscasters. I've been seeing news. I've been wanting to say this for a long time. You newscasters out here. All this damn crying. Stop all that. I'm talking about specifically black men. Stop all that damn crying, man. You know, like, it's a time and a place for everything. I'm not one of those dudes who subscribe to the concept that men should not cry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that dude.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a time and place for everything. And we have to learn to control our emotions. If there's two things that a man must control in order to operate at his optimum, it is his emotions and his penis.
Mm.
We got to learn to control that. If you can do that, man, you can rule.
Mm. Okay. 800-585-1051. We'll take some more calls. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about this video that went viral about this man that went on a date. It was his first date. He brought flowers. He got stood up. He was crying. Willie D said, well, he shouldn't have brought flowers. Flowers is too early. He don't understand why. Right? So we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. Of course, Willie D is our guest co-host this morning. Misha, good morning. Misha, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your thoughts, Misha?
I don't feel like he was wrong for bringing her flowers. There was nothing wrong with that.
Oh, you don't see nothing wrong with that?
No. Flowers are not that expensive, and it's a good gesture.
Yeah, I think as long as they're not roses, I think it's cool.
What if he would have bought her a pair of red bottoms?
That's a little too far.
That's wild.
I mean, that's, but roses is like, well, flowers is $7 to $10. You go to Bodega,
red bottoms is a commitment.
They might be like 10. Yeah.
But what woman ain't gonna accept those red bottoms?
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that. That's doing too much. Because if I'm a woman, I'm looking at, well, oh, do you do this all the time? You just randomly give people red bottoms? Flowers is a little...
Do you randomly just give people flowers?
Flowers is different, though. Because you can just give them to a person just because you want to light up their life.
Flowers, you know what I mean, are a sentimental gesture. Being sentimental to a woman should be earned. It should be something earned. If you give it to her too fast, she's not going to appreciate it. Damn. The same thing with
you
a
don't
man.
Pay, you don't pay for the meal
you
either.
You give it to her too fast, she's not going to appreciate it.
You don't pay for the meal either. The first?
I pay for the meal. That's easy.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I would do that. I mean, I'm old school in the sense that I do believe that men pay for everything, women are hypergamous. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe in that.
Mac.
You know, I'm cool with that. I have no problem with that.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
Mac, what's your thoughts, brother?
Hey, so first of all, good morning, everybody.
Morning,
even though you're allergic to flowers, I'm not bringing her flowers on the first date. And first of all, I'm not taking you out to a fancy dinner. We can go to a coffee date or something that gets to talk and get to know each other in a public space to feel safe. And that's it. Before I got married, every date I had, we went to Barnes & Noble. We get to see what kind of books you're into. And if you want a coffee, I got you. I'll pay for Starbucks. That ain't nothing off for me. And then I'll take you on a nice date afterwards.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think going to Barnes & Noble is very intimate.
But you know what? The guy also said he was talking to her for the last 2 weeks, I guess on the phone. I guess he did the initial conversations. He said he was feeling her out to see what she liked, what she didn't like. So he was already doing the initial conversations.
I hope some of y'all keeping notes, because I, you know, even though Willie D disagrees, I think bringing a woman flowers on her first date is cool. But also that Barnes & Noble thing is dope. Mm-hmm. Meeting a woman at Barnes & Noble and y'all just having a conversation at Barnes & Noble and y'all can talk about what kind of books y'all like and stuff like that. That's cool, and it's very cost effective. Mm.
But what's the moral of the story?
Oh, the moral of the story, man, I really want y'all to listen to me because, you know, everybody's looking for somebody. I understand that. So please, listen to me, please. Are y'all listening? Okay. Just because you haven't found the right person doesn't mean you will. Namaste.
Huh. State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.